Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Okay, Jill, we've only got time for one more play, and we need six big ones to win. This is it, Jill.
You mean the bomb?
The bomb.
Okay, on two. Ready?
Three. 98, 77, 203, 207, 74, 2.
Chicago.
Yeah? That's nothing. I know somebody named Lee Trevino's caddy.
Oh, that's nothing either. My dad rode on the same elevator with Will Chamberlain, and he stood right next to him.
Right next to him?
Sure. My dad's shoulder was rubbing right up against Will Chamberlain's knee.
Hey, you don't know anybody important, do you?
Well, sure I do.
Who? Oh, well, I don't like to brag. Let's play some more.
Who?
Joe Namath. The New York Jets quarterback?
You know Joe Namath?
Sure, I know him a lot. How much is a lot?
Well,
he always has dinner at our house, whenever he's in town.
Can we meet him sometime?
Yeah, could we, please?
Oh, sure. Next time he's in town, why not? Time to wash up for dinner, right, Cindy?
Dinner's not for another 2 hours.
Oh, well, I like to avoid the rush, you know. Six kids, one bathroom.
Hey, listen, you must be really excited about next week, huh?
Why?
Well, Joe Namath and the Jets are playing an exhibition game here in town.
Next week?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Wow, we'll get to meet Joe Namath.
I'll get to my dad.
Yeah,
see
ya,
all right.
Bobby.
Yeah, I'll see you, Bobby.
Yeah, bye.
You know Joe Namath?
Sure, I know him a lot.
Wow, we'll get to meet Joe Namath. Joe Namath. Joe Namath.
This is a good composition, Pete. How come you got a C minus?
Read the last line.
If George Washington never told a lie, how come he got so far in politics?
Hi.
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 Hey, listen, guys. How'd you like to have Joe Namath over for dinner?
Hey, that'd be fantastic.
When's he coming?
Well, it depends.
On what?
On if either one of you know him.
Have you flipped? What makes you think we know Joe Namath?
Well, you guys are older and you've had more time to meet people. I'm desperate.
Okay, Bobby. Come on, give. What happened?
Well, all the guys were bragging about knowing superstars.
And you were stupid enough to say you know Joe Namath?
I was even stupider. I told him he always has dinner at our house when he's in town.
Which will be next week for that exhibition game.
Yeah. What do you think I ought to do?
Well, if you ever thought about running away and joining a circus, now would be a good time.
Look, you've only got two choices, Bobby. Either you tell the truth or you produce Joe Namath. So I think I'd tell the truth before it gets any worse.
Right. Honesty is the best policy. Especially when nothing else works.
Yeah, I guess I better go phone the guys.
That's awful. No, that's awful. That's really awful. Listen, I gotta go now, Barbara. Bye.
You want to hear about a big problem?
I got my own problem.
This is your own problem.
About Joe Namath?
Yes. Barbara's brother Eric and his friends told all their friends about him coming over to dinner here.
Well, this time tomorrow, it'll be all over school.
I don't think it'll take that long.
My entire life's ruined. And I'm not even in high school yet.
Well, how could you say a thing like that?
Well, I just opened my mouth and it came out before I could stop it.
We don't even know Joe Namath, do we, Mike?
No, we don't. Yeah, it looks like you bent the truth a little bit there.
Bent it? I made it into a pretzel.
Well, Bobby, how do you intend to straighten it out?
I was planning to phone the guys and explain.
Well, now that's a step in the right direction.
But it's too late. It's all over town by now.
Well, Bob, I wish I knew the man, but I don't.
Well, thanks anyway.
Honey, he has got to learn that when you bluff, somebody may call you on it.
Mike. Honey, we could try to help him, couldn't we?
How?
Well, why don't we invite Joe Namath to dinner?
Well, that's an excellent suggestion with one minor flaw. We don't know the man.
Oh, well, I bet if you really tried, you could think of somebody who does know him.
Well, let's see. Say, Howard Cosell knows him.
There, you see, there's your answer.
I don't know Howard Cosell. Well, I don't.
Hello? Is this a stadium? May I speak to Joe Namath, please? Can I leave a message for him when he gets in? Tell him to call Bobby Brady at 555-6161. Right. It's very important. Thanks.
When you get to my head, leave a little peek hole so I can find my way back to the pyramid.
Anybody who needs that much bandaging isn't worth saving.
The manual says that in case of a double compound fracture in both arms, the victim must be completely immobilized.
Will you do me a favor the next time you ask me to volunteer for something? Immobilize my big mouth before I can answer.
Well, I gotta go do my homework.
Come back soon, visiting hours from 7 to 9.
Well, I've run out of bandages. Promise you'll stay put, okay?
Cross my heart, if I can reach it.
Hello? 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 Hello, is anybody there? Hello? Hello?
Brady residence.
Could I please speak to Bobby?
Hold the phone.
Bobby!
Florence Nightingale.
Hello, this is Bobby Brady speaking.
Hello, this is Eric. I just heard on the radio that Joe Namath got into town today. Has he called you yet?
No, but I got a call in for him.
Be sure to let us know when we get to meet him.
Oh, sure. But listen, Joe might be trying to call me right now. I better get off the phone. Bye.
See you later, Alice.
Bobby! Help me up!
Well, I don't think I can lift you, Alice.
Well, then don't lift me. Unwrap me. Someone.
Oh, Cindy, can I borrow your foot?
Sure. Which one?
It doesn't matter. I'm getting real good at this.
Wow, what a guy.
Who?
Mike Connors.
He's far out.
But listen to what he did. There was a sick little girl in the hospital who wrote to him saying how much she wanted to meet him. And he went 1,200 miles out of his way just to visit her for 5 minutes.
Just because she was sick?
Yeah.
Just because she was sick, huh? Mr. Namath, my name is Bobby Brady, and I'm 12 years old. I'm writing to you because I'm very, very sick. The one thing I'd like more than anything in the whole world is to meet you in person.
Get my first aid meeting today at 3:30.
Oh, I won't. I'll be happy to drive you there, but in no way am I going to be the victim.
Marcia volunteered to do it.
Oh, some volunteer. She wrapped a bandage around my mouth so I couldn't say no.
Hurry up, you're going to be late.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See you later.
You.
Have a good day.
Okay.
Say, the risk of sounding like a parent, would you mind telling me why you're not on your way to school, young man?
I feel kind of sick, Dad.
You don't have a temperature.
Well, sometimes it doesn't always show. You know, I might have a slight case of malaria.
Would you like to hear my diagnosis? The word is chicken.
Like in pox?
No, just plain chicken. I think you're afraid to face the boys at school.
Some of those guys don't even think I know Joe Namath, Dad.
You don't?
Well, I might someday.
Yeah. Well, I think you better get up off of there and head to school. Okay?
No, but I'll do it.
Hello, Herb. Any messages?
Right on the desk as usual. The way this mail's coming in, looks like you're going to need your own zip code.
Well, don't knock it, buddy. If it ever stops coming in, I'll need a very large crying towel.
By the way, Joe, there's a letter came in I think you ought to read right now.
What's it say, Herb? Go ahead, read it.
Dear Mr. Namath, my name is Bobby Brady, and I'm 12 years old. I'm writing to you because I'm very, very sick.
Sick? Wait a minute. Bobby Brady, I have a phone message here from him. Let me see. Wow, poor kid. This sounds serious. Why don't you get him on the phone and see if we can stop over after practice?
Right, Joe.
Gee, I hope it's not too late.
Step right up, folks. Got your favorite goodies, brownies, right out of the oven.
No, thanks, Alice. I'm not hungry.
He turned down brownies? That's like Bob Hope turning down laughs.
The kids at school gave him a bad time.
Oh, poor kid. He had to tell him he didn't know Joe Namath, huh?
No, they gave him such a bad time, he just couldn't tell them. Hello?
Is this the home of Bobby Brady?
Yes, this is his sister, Cindy.
I'm Herb Keller, publicity man for the exhibition football game.
You mean the one with Joe Namath? You got the letter, huh?
Yes. How's your brother feeling?
Oh, awful. He just turned down his favorite dessert, brownies.
Oh, that's too bad. His letter almost broke Joe's heart.
That's wonderful. I mean, it's very sad.
Joe would like to drop by today about 5:30 to see Bobby. Would that be all right?
Well, that'd be super.
Good. See you then, Cindy. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, what was that all about?
Wrong number. Bobby, he's coming here. He's coming here.
Who is?
Joe Namath, himself, in person.
It's a terrible joke, Cindy.
I'm not joking. I wrote him a letter and I signed your name to it. So he's coming here this afternoon.
Wow.
Hey, wait a minute. Tell Eric and Bert and Tom.
Wait.
Now for the bad news.
What bad news?
You gotta get sick.
What? Why?
Well, the letter I wrote him kind of gave him the idea that you were very, very sick.
Well, what'd you write?
That you were very, very sick. So you better get sick.
Hello.
Oh, it's you. It's him. You're Joe Namath.
Right, right. This is Herb Keller.
Hello. Can we come in?
Oh, yeah, if you, please do.
How's Bobby feeling?
Just terrible. Oh. But this is going to be the greatest medicine in the world for him. Just make yourself comfortable and I'll go get him.
Can he walk? I mean, you don't have to carry him or anything, do you?
Carry him? No.
Can we go up to his room?
Well, sure, if you'd rather. Bobby is going to be tickled to death. You'll be so excited, Mr. Neighbor. He's just up the stairs. It's the first door on the right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
He's here. He's here. Get in bed. Hurry.
Downstairs.
Hello, Bobby.
Hi, Mr. Namath.
You can call me Joe.
Thanks for coming, Joe. Oh, this is my sister, Cindy.
Hello, Cindy.
Hi, Joe.
This is my friend, Herb Keller.
Hello.
Hi.
So you sound a lot better than you did in your letter.
I do?
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. 1 minute he's fine and the next, he's awful. Oh.
Brady residence.
Alice, is Bobby there?
Yes, but I think he's pretty busy right now.
Just tell him I got good news for him.
Me too, Mr. Brady.
I finally found somebody who knows Joe Namath.
Me too, Mr. Brady.
Really, who?
Me.
How do you know Joe Namath?
He just walked in our front door.
Look, I'll be right home.
Is there anything special I can do for you, Bobby?
Could you come over for dinner one night, Joe?
No, I'm afraid not. I have to hop a plane right after the game.
How about an autographed photo, Bobby? I brought one along for you.
That'll be great. Better lie down. You look weaker.
What would you like for me to say on it, Bobby?
To my great friend, Bobby Brady.
To my great friend, Bobby Brady.
At whose house I always have dinner when I'm in town.
You do?
Whatever he says, Herb.
I'm sorry I won't get a chance to meet some of his friends.
To meet some of his friends?
Like Eddie Clark, Tommy Hamner, Todd Kearney, Bert Stevens. Give him a chance to catch up.
There, I'm caught up. Go ahead, Bobby.
And especially Eric Parker, who refused to believe that I'm really good friends with Bobby Brady.
That's all?
That's all. Now you can write whatever you want.
Alice, she passed her first aid test with flying bandages.
I got 10 points on my very first try.
Now she's moving up to stretcher bearing.
Well, it's a day for great news, and have I got some for you.
What?
Well, we barely made it before the stretcher got here.
Miss Brady, this is Joe Namath and Mr. Keller.
How do you do?
What a pleasure.
How do you do?
This is Marcia and Jan Brady.
Hi.
Hello, Amy.
It was so nice of you to come over here just to see Bobby.
Well, it's the least we could do, Mrs. Brady.
Well, you know, you got here in the nick of time. Bobby was just about at the end of his rope.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, hi, honey. Oh, Mike, this is my husband, Mike. This is Mr. Namath and
Hi,
Mr. Keller.
It's very nice to meet you.
How do you
Mr.
do?
Mr. Keller?
So you really have quite a son there, Mr. Brady.
This whole thing must be pretty upsetting.
Well, when you have six kids, something like this is bound to happen to one of them.
Excuse me, you don't seem to be taking this very seriously.
Oh, well, there's no reason to get upset over a problem like this.
How'd you find out about it?
Well, I got this letter from Bobby.
Hey, that's Cindy's handwriting.
It says, Dear Mr. Namath, my name is Bobby Brady, and I'm 12 years old, and I'm writing to you because I'm very, 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 very sick. Mr. Namath, I'm afraid we owe you an apology. I think the kids are trying to put something over on you here.
You mean Bobby's not sick?
Well, he might be when we get through talking to him.
Yeah, yes.
He and Cindy must have cooked this up between them, Mr. Namath.
You see, Bobby told all his friends that he knew you.
He even told them that you ate dinner over here.
Mr. Namath, Cindy and I have been talking it over, and we think you should know something. See, I'm not really sick. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too. I wrote the letter. He just moaned and groaned.
I guess it wasn't a very nice thing to do.
You can have your picture back.
Well, you look pretty healthy when I talk to you upstairs, Bobby. In fact, I'm glad you're not sick. And, it's pretty flattering to have someone want to see me as badly as you wanted to.
Oh, flattering maybe, but I think you two are going to be penalized for illegal procedure.
Yeah, but can I still keep the picture?
You bet you can. And as long as I'm here, why don't we go throw a few passes together?
Wow, that'll be great.
Okay, Bobby, here comes the bomb. Hi! Good catch, Bobby. Good catch. Well, listen, I gotta get going.
Boy, Joe, this is something I'll never forget.
Well, neither will I. I really enjoyed it. And it was nice meeting all of you.
Thank you.
Really, it was a pleasure. You. Thank you. Mr. Brady, you've got quite a family here.
Thanks, Joe.
Right. Bye-bye, Joe. Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Listen, guys, I gotta tell you something. See, I never met Joe Namath until today.
Aww.
Are you kidding?
Come on, Bobby, knock it off.
Honest? You don't expect us to believe that, do you?
I gotta tell my dad.
Hey, yeah, me too.
Come
on.
It's nice of Joe Namath to send us all those tickets for the game tonight.
Yes, and it certainly was nice of you to give our tickets to Bobby's friends. But why?
Well, I had ulterior motives.
Oh?
Sure. You have to fight 1,000 cars for a parking space. You have to stand in line for hot dogs. You have to push your way through all that crowd.
So?
So, this way, with all the kids out of the house, you and I can be alone. You get the picture?
Oh. Well, who am I to fight a great idea?
Hmm.
Yeah, this is much better.
Sure. This way, when the game comes on television, we won't have any interruptions.
Michael Brady.